Continuing on from yesterday's prayers, this being the second part, start with Shukadev Goswami. Yam pravajantamanapetyam apretyakrityam dvaipayano virahakatara ajuhaba putre titanmayatayo tarabho binedustam sarvabhutaridayam unimanatosmi. Let me offer my obeisance unto that great sage, Shukadev Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, leaving home without undergoing reformation by the sacred thread ceremony, his father Vyasadev, fearing separation from him, cried out, O my son, indeed only the trees which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation echoed in response to the bereaved father. Yasvanubhavam akilashuttisharamekam adyapta deepamatiti titirshitontamundam samsarinam kanunayaha purana guyam tadbyashashunam upayami guru muninam. Let me offer my respectful obeisance unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge after having personally assimilated it by experience. Ganga Devi. Sadhya patakasanghantri sadhyo dukha vinashini sukhada mokshada ganga gangaiva paramagati. O Ganga Devi, as the ultimate shelter, you immediately destroy all sins and miseries and bestow topmost happiness and supreme liberation. Navadvip Dham. Svardunya sarutare spuritamati bihatkurma prishta begatram Ramyarma vritam sanmanikanaka mahasadma sangai paritram Nityam pratyala yodayat pranayabarala sat krishna shankirtana adyam Shri vrindata binam trijagadanupam shvinavadvipam vide. I praise the holy Dhamma of Navadvipa, which is identical with Sri Vrindavan and completely different from the material world, consisting of three planetary systems. Situated on the beautiful banks of the Ganges, Navadvipa is covered by lovely groves and gardens, and it appears like the back of a gigantic turtle. That holy Dhamma is filled with many great palatial houses made of gold, which are bedecked with brilliant jewels, and wherein devotees are always performing Krishna Sankirtanam in a mellow ecstatic love. Remembering Sachimata Jagannath Mishra, now Jagannath Puri. Nilachala Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadrayam Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Jagannath, who resides eternally in Nilachala Dham, along with his personal expansion, Lord Balaram, and his internal potency, Subhadra Devi. Remembering Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Eka Chakra. Panchatattva. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Arvita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. I offer my obeisances to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Arvita Gadadhar Shivas and all others in the line of devotion. Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. I offer my obeisance unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is not different from his features as a devotee, devotional incarnation, devotional manifestation, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Shivastakur, Jai Jai Shivashariyata Bhaktagan Pranata Haiya Bandhun Sabaracharan. Let me offer my respectful obeisance unto Shivastakur and all the other devotees of the Lord. I fall down to offer them respect. I worship their lotus feet. Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhara Panditari Prabhuranija Shakti Tanshabara Charanamora Sahasra Pranati. I offer my respectful obeisance unto the internal potencies of the Lord, of whom Sri Gadadhara Prabhu is the foremost. Mbadashakha Gadadhara Pandita Gosani Tenho Lakshmi Rupatan Rashama Ki Honai. Gadadhara Pandit, the fourth branch of the tree of Lord Chaitanya, is described as an incarnation of the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. No one, therefore, can equal him. Advaita Charya. Jai Jai Advaita Charya Chaitanyera Arya Svacharani Bhakti Deha Jai Advaita Charya. All glories to Advaita Charya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Advaitad harinadvaitad ácsárjam bhakti samsanát bhaktávatáram isam tamadvaitacsárjam asrai. Because he is non-different from Hari, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda maham naomi sarvananda karam param harinama param devam avadhuta shiromani. I bow down to the Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the awarder of the highest joy to all, the bestower of the holy name, and the crest jewel of all Paramahamsa mendicants. Shankar, Shankar, Anatoy, Shai, Garbhoda, Shai, Chapiobda, Shai, Shesha, Shesha, Shamsha, Kalasha, Nitya, Kananda, Keramam, Sharanam, Amashtu. May Shri Nityananda Prabhu be the object of my constant remembrance, Shankarsha, Mahavishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, and Shirodaksha Vishnu, as well as Shesh, are his expansions and the expansions of his expansions. That same Nityananda Prabhu is none other than Balaram, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishena Maha. I offer my respectful obeisance unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given, pure love of Krishna. Anarpitam charim chirat karinavati arnakalo samarpaitum anutojvala rasam svabhakti shriyam Haripurita Sundara Yutikadamba Sandipita Sadaridhaya Kandarespuratuba Sachinandana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendently situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Radha Krishna Pranavikriti Aladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmanavapi Bhuvi Puradeha Vedam Gatoto Chaitanyakya Prakatamaduna Tadvayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhavajuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure given potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiments and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Sri Radhaya Pranayamahima Kidrishovanayava Svadhya Yenadbhuta Madhudha Madhurima Kidrishova Madhya Shokyam Chasya Madhanubhavata Kidrishaveti Lobhat Tad Bhavadya Samajani Satchigarbha Shindu Harindu. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachidevi as the moon appeared from the ocean. Nijatve Gauriyam Jagati Parigrihaya Pramurimam Hare Krishna Tevam Ganana Vidina Kirtayatabo Iti Prayam Shiksham Janakaiva Tevya Paridisham Sachishundam Keme Nayanam Sharanim Yasyatipadam. One will the son of Sachimata appearing on the path of my eyes. He has accepted as his personal associates the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who are like bees at his lotus feet, and like a father, he gave them instructions to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, counting a fixed number of rounds. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya, Hemabhyadi Vascha Vishundaraya, Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya, Chaitanya Chandraya, Namo Namaste. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, you are the embodiment of blissful pastimes. Your beautiful complexion is resplendent as gold, and you give the nectar of pure love for Krishna. O Lord, again and again I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Kala Kalir Balina Indriya Vairi Varga Sri Bhakti Marga Iha Kantaka Koti Rudha Ha Ha Prajami Vikala Kimaham Karomi Chaitanya Chandra Yarinaja Kipam Karoshi. Now is the age of Kali, and the senses are powerful enemies, while the splendid path of pure devotional service is blocked by millions of thorns. I am weak and agitated. Alas, alas, O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, if you will not give me your mercy now, then in this completely confused condition, what shall I do? Where shall I go? Shri Krishna Charanam Boja Premam Rita Mahambude Namaste Dina Dina Mam Kadachit Kim Smrishasi. O Lord Chaitanya Dev, O great ocean of the nectar of pure love for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. Do you sometimes remember me, the most wretched of all wretched people? Hare Nam. Chaitodarpanam Arjunam Bhava Mahadva Agni Nirvatam Shreya Koirava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Badhu Jivanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam Punam Ritashvadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Parambhajayati Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities, is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone, enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Nikila Shuti Moli Ratnamala Dyuti Nirjita Padapanka Janta Ay Mukta Kulerupa Shamanam Paritastam Harinama Shamshrayami. O holy name, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are eternally worshipped by the glowing effulgence of the Upanishads, the crest jewels of the Vedas. You are eternally adored and chanted by great liberated souls like Narada and Shukadeva Goswami. O Harinam, cleansing myself of all offenses, I take complete shelter of you. Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam Murare Viramita Nijadharma Dhyadana Pujari Yatnam Katamapi Sakridatam Muktida Pranina Yat Paramambitam Ekam Jivanam Bhushanam Mehi. All glories to the all blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotee to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation, and worship. When somehow or other uttered even once by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar in my life and my only treasure. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudo Nitya Mukha Vinatman Nama Namino. The holy name of Krishna is transcendental, wish-fulfilling gem. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself. It is the personification of divine mellow and the fountainhead of all pleasure. The holy name of Krishna is eternally liberated and spiritual. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are non-different. Tunde tandavani ratimbitanati tandavali labdaye karna kura kadambini gatayate karna burde of spiham chaita prangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim no jano janita kriyabdiram rite krishna iti varanam dvayi. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the whole of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when that holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. Radheti namanavasundara siddhamugdam, Krishneti namamadhuradbhuta gadhadugdam, sarvakshanam suraviraga himenaramyam, kritvata daiva pibame rasanakshudarte. O tongue tortured by thirst, please mix the delicious nectar of the name of Radha with the wonderfully sweet condensed milk of the name Krishna. Add the fragrant ice of pure love and drink this charming beverage at every moment. Ra-shabdam kurvati prashto dadami bhaktim uttamam da-shabdam kuvrata paschad yami shavana lobata. When one suddenly frightened calls out Ra, I, Krishna is now speaking, give him transcendental devotional service. And when one speaks the syllable Dha, I, eager to hear his chanting, come to him. Devana matta bhakta mukta suridam matyanta duram chajat premananda rasam mahashuka karam cho charitam premata premna karnyate japriyata mudagayati yata lishtayam jalpatashru mukha haristaram ritarariti me jivanam. The nectarian word Radha, which is very far from the demigods, the liberated souls, the devotees, and the kindly persons who are friends to all, which when spoken with affection bring us a flood of the blissful nectar of love, and which Lord Hari, tears streaming down his face, happily hears, chants, and sings in the company of the gopis, is my life and soul. Now, Prema Bhakti. Kvajano yamativa pamara, kvadura pamrati baragvira piyadala, iyamulasa yatta jarjara guru tarsha durutata apimam. Where is this fool? And where is that divine love that even the great devotees cannot attain? Still a new and intense thirst for love's attainment now makes me tremble. Places of Vrindavan. Remembering Barshananda Gram Shankit, Yavat Prema Sarovara Pavana Sarovara Vrindakun Tirkadamba. And Manasa Ganga. Gange Dugdamai Devi Bhagavan Mana Shobdavi Nama Koivalya Rupa De Mukti De Mukti Bhagini. Without translation, and Jamuna Devi. Chirananabino, Sharananishino, Paraprema Patri, the Roma Gatri, Aganam, Lavitri, Chogatskshema, Dattri, Pavitri Kriyam, Navapur, Mitra Putri. O Ravijamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love for the son of Nanda Maharaj. Because you have descended from the spiritual world, you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions incurred in life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for the world. O daughter of the sun god, kindly purify us by your pious activities. Govardhan Hill. Namo Vrindavanakaya Tubhyam Golokamoline Purna Brahmatapatraya Namo Govardhanayascha. Obeisances to you who are the crown of Goloka and who sits in the lap of Vrindavan. Obeisances to the Govardhan, the parasol of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hantaya Madhyavala Haridasavaryo Yadrama Krishna Charana Svarasha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayo Yat Pani Yashuya Vashukandara Kandamulai. Of all devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. O my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan hill appears very jubilant. Nirupadi Karunena Sri Sachinandanena Tvai Kapatishato Pitat Prinar Pitosmi Iti Kalumma Yoga Yogatam Magnanam Nijanakanivasam Dehi Govardhanastvam. O Govardhan, although I am a cheater and a criminal, unlimitedly merciful Lord Sachinanda, who is very dear to you, has given me to you, please do not consider whether I am acceptable or not, but simply grant me residence near you. Radhakund. Yata Radha Priya Vishnu Stasya Kunda Priyastata Sarva Gopesha Shaivaka Vishnu Vatyanta Balabha. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Sri Krishna, her bathing place is also dear to him. Amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is unequaled, and she is very dear to Sri Krishna. Hey Sri Sarovara Saratvaisha Marisha Prishtini Sardam Yakela Tikamaranga Itvam Chat Priyat Priyamativa Taroriti Imam Hadarshya Dyakapayama Michivitam Tam. O beautiful lake, my queen eternally enjoys amorous pastimes with her beloved on your shore. Since you are most dear to them, then, oh please, now mercifully show me that girl who is my life and soul. Remembering Shamakun, Manasapavanagat, and now Tulsi Devi. Vrindaya Tulasadevaya Priyaya Keshava Shasha of Krishna Bhakti Pradidevi Satyavachayana Monamaha. I offer my respectful obeisance and Purinda Srimati Tulsi Devi, who is very dear to Lord Keshava. O Goddess, you bestow devotional service to Krishna, and you are the abode of the highest truth.